Hello, it's me. I'm back and I am ecstatic. And I bet you can guess why. Because fuck Donald Trump. And we settled for Biden. We did it. The younger generation, Gen Z, really popped off and came through. We made voting fun and trendy. Shout out to TikTok and all the famous people that we continuously idolize, and David Dobrik, and whoever else that really contributed to our generation voting like crazy. So that's a beautiful start to the podcast. It's not an angry start, which it could have been if things went the other way, but they didn't. And Gen Z took over and we did it. So, yeehaw. Welcome back to the Very Hot and Sexy podcast. It's me, Stevie. I'm just vibing in my room. This episode, I'm gonna chat a little bit, and then I have my second guest, my beautiful roommate Anna. We will be here vibing out, drinking a little wine, and chit-chatting about our lives that we live together because we're roommates. I do want to talk about the election a little bit more because there's just a few things I want to get off my chest and make sure that people understand and whatnot. So, people who are Trump supporters are literally spreading everywhere that the election was fraud and all this stuff, which there's literally like no actual proof of that. Trump says everything's fraud when he loses, like literally everything. So don't listen to that. Like, that's really dumb. And also, they act like we're like idolizing Biden. The only people who idolize as a president is Trump supporters. I don't think I would ever idolize a president. That's really weird and creepy. You literally can't like ride or die for every single thing they do. That's just like not how the government works. It's all about balance and whatnot. And Trump supporters literally would like still suck his dick if he started like chewing the heads off of live kittens. It's really bizarre to me. So I want to make it clear that Biden supporters aren't idolizing this man and like worshiping him. He will be held accountable for everything. If he messes up, we're gonna say shit. We just don't want a president that's straight up homophobic and racist and doesn't give a fuck about anyone in the country. That's been proven 1 billion times. And I just wanted to get that off my chest. And that is the only political talk I have for you today. Well, me and Anna will probably say something, but it'll be goofy and fun. One more thing before we welcome Anna. I have a praying mantis update for you. As I said in the last podcast with Mike, our praying mantis laid an egg sac a few weeks ago. I freaked out. It was horrible. Just go listen to it for the full story because I hate reliving this moment. But I went to Mike's house in Illinois for the weekend. And I come back and I did have to relive that moment again. I look at my praying mantis's cage. There is another egg sac. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's traumatic. I'm traumatized. I don't like things like that. I really don't. And I didn't know they could lay eggs twice. I literally Googled it and it said that praying mantises will die 2 weeks after giving birth. This bitch is still kicking it, laying eggs and running around its tank like a crazy woman. So Mike doesn't know this yet, but I will be passing the praying mantis on to him, I think, until these eggs hatch, because I can't sleep at night knowing that 200 babies can come out of that egg sac. And it takes about like 6 weeks, I think, for it to actually hatch. So I'm not too worried right now, but in a few weeks, I won't even be able to look in that direction if it's still here. So I will be passing her on to Mike. Hopefully he lets me. Because I don't know what to do and I'm scared and I'm sad. And I think I have like an alien praying mantis because I don't think they're supposed to be laying eggs like this. And I don't know who she's having sex with either. Unless she's pregnant with twins and then delivered the first twin weeks earlier. I really don't know what's going on. So that is my update. And now we can continue with the actual good part of the podcast.
Okay, here we are with my roommate Anna.
Hello.
Anna and I have been roommates for just this year.
Yep. Past couple months.
We have been friends since freshman year
Yep.
of college, and we're in our junior year now.
Yes.
We met on our dorm floor. We were in the South Tower, and we were on the 13th floor.
Yep. Sandberg South represent.
And the way the dorms were set up, you had like a suite with two or three rooms in it. So you shared like a bathroom area with a few roommates. And some of my suite mates became friends with Anna and her suite mates. And then we met through that.
Yes, we did.
So we're all like kind of just one little group now.
Yeah, what was your first impression of me?
I thought you were really quiet
Yeah.
and just kind of sweet and innocent.
Yeah, that changed.
It did change quite a bit. What'd you think of me?
I thought you were pretty quiet. Kind of, yeah, just in your own little world, didn't know you that
Yeah.
well. But look where we are now.
We're living together.
Yeah.
We're sharing a fridge.
We are. Both love Trader Joe's.
We do love Trader Joe's. It's an issue,
It
kind
is.
of. I'm gonna share a little story about Anna. This was in our early stages of
Yep.
getting to know each other. And Anna was feeling a little crazy one night, and I wasn't, so I was asleep in my bed. And the way my bed was, it was lofted super high. Like, I was literally pressed up against the ceiling like a pancake. I couldn't sit up in my own bed. It was a tiny twin bed. And one night, I heard my door open and bright light come in because my hallway light was on to my bedroom. And I just see a figure. And it's Anna.
It was me on her futon.
She walks in, sits down on my cheap little futon, and grabs a pair of scissors.
Yes, I picked up the scissors off of the floor.
And just hung out for a second. Didn't say a word. I turned around. Thank God it was Anna, not a random person. After that, I learned to lock my door at night. And I think she was possessed.
Yeah.
I said, "Hey." She didn't say anything. I said, "Anna, like, what are you doing?" Didn't say anything. Got up and walked out.
I was definitely possessed. I didn't even remember it the next day. I had to be reminded. But I think it really helped our friendship.
It
You really got to
did.
see the creepy
It
side.
did. And we both do have a creepy
Yeah.
side. But it would make sense that she's possessed because our floor was
It
haunted.
was.
We were on the 13th floor, and supposedly someone died on that floor
Yes.
many years before our time there.
Yeah, my sweet maid didn't like that.
Yeah, I remember one night we were telling like creepy stories, and her sweet mate wasn't having it, and we really scared her.
Think that's the night I spoke to you about my ET
Oh, ET.
fear.
Anna has a huge fear of ET.
I do.
And the story behind it is pretty interesting if you want to tell it.
So when I was younger and ET came out, I watched it and I didn't like it at all. I thought it was very creepy. He
Yeah, we
really
all
scared me. I
probably
didn't like how his neck stretched. I didn't like that he was slimy looking. I really didn't like the scene in the movie where he gets sick and turns pale and is in the river. Very traumatizing. My siblings knew this, so they decided to taunt me. So every time we would watch it or they would watch it, they'd lock me in a room with it playing and like hide the remote or, just do really scary, evil stuff like that. So then I started getting very bad night terrors, where I'd wake up sweating and crying. And honestly, the fear never went away. I don't remember the last time I watched it. I did try to watch it freshman year with my roommates, Maggie and Christy, and I turned it off because I was uncomfortable again.
So you haven't seen it since?
I've not seen it since. And these girls, I won't say their names, when I was in elementary school, they bullied me. And they also knew of my fear. So one day on the playground, they decided to tell me that there is an ET2, and they have it, and they described the whole plot in detail. And the plot that they told me is that E.T. murdered Elliot and stabbed him in the stomach. So then I started to get night terrors about E.T. stabbing me in the stomach.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. So I don't like E.T. I still, even when I go in the basement at my house, I still think he's in there, like, dead ass. Like, he's out to get me.
I was scared of him, too, but not that bad. I, like, got over it.
That's my greatest fear, is E.T. coming down. He's real, and I know it.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was, like, in the Milwaukee River hanging out over there.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about going into the woods and seeing him. And, like, oh, what was it? Also, there's, like, an E.T. amusement ride at, like, Universal. People would always show me videos like that. They're like, oh, we'll go, and I'll get over your fear. I don't want to live in the E.T. universe. No, I hate him.
It's traumatic.
Do you have any irrational childhood fears?
I feel like everyone was really scared of quicksand.
Yeah.
But I was, like, heavily scared of it. Me and my cousins would, like, play in the park at the zoo, and I, like, refused to touch the sand because I'm like, there's definitely at least one spot in there that's quicksand. With my luck, I'm going to fall in it.
Is quicksand even real?
Yeah, but it's, like, in, like, not here. It's super rare, and if there is quicksand, people know about it, and you don't go in it.
That's true.
But I thought it was just, it randomly appeared, and it was going to get me.
That would be scary. I don't like sand.
Yeah, but otherwise, I don't think I have... Oh, my brother had this football mask, like a Halloween mask, and it was, like, the shape of a football, but it had a scary face. And he used to, like, lock me in the room and terrorize me with that. We still have it at my house, and I won't look at it.
Siblings are mean.
They are mean.
I never bullied my siblings, I don't think.
Yeah, my brother's 12 years older than me, youngest, so I couldn't bully him.
I like being the youngest, though.
Yeah, me too. But at least you have siblings your age.
Yeah.
Or mine's a lot older than me, so. Yeah. We're closer now than we were when we were younger, because we're both adults. Another thing that is scary that me and Hannah can both agree on is Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He's
a creepy dude.
He's so
straight
creepy.
Up.
He's so creepy.
I've always not liked Michael. His music, he's got some bops, but he always, something about him really creeped me out. And I remember the exact moment I was when Michael Jackson died. I don't know why I remember, but I was at the pool and they came on the radio and they said Michael Jackson is dead. And I was like, what? But then, you know, I got over it. And then a couple of years, I think last year, 2 years ago, a documentary came out on Hulu or HBO called Leaving Neverland. And it is about Michael Jackson and pedophilia. And that just confirmed the fact that why I don't like him. He's creepy.
He was always really creepy. I remember where I was, too. I was at the YMCA. When Michael Jackson died.
Why do we remember it so well?
It's not like it was that, well, I guess it was that big, but we were, like, really young.
Yeah.
It's not like he was that influential on our lives.
No.
But I always got creepy vibes from him. Him going, like, hee-hee. It's so creepy.
Was it in this apartment where I told you guys one day I woke up because I thought I heard Michael Jackson? Like, I literally woke up because I heard him, and I was like, uh-oh, Michael. Like, it was Michael Jackson's ghost, and I remember, like, I was panicking.
Michael's here.
Yeah, like, and if you know what? It's because I always, it was, like, right after I watched that documentary, I was like, I hate that man. And then he came and,
he is so creepy. Like, I can't understand it. And some people, like, refuse to believe he's creepy.
Yeah, he's the king of pop.
He is the king of pop. He has bops, but then I find myself when it's playing, I'll start thinking about him, and then I just get the shivers.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sit right.
I don't get it. People just say he was a kid at heart. That's why he loved kids, and he did nothing creepy. But I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either. He was definitely, like, grooming and, like, yeah, up to something. Yeah. And he was also, like, people knew about it while he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
Which also is weird that he, like, could get away with it. I guess a lot of people get away with stuff like that if they're famous, but I feel like in this day and age he wouldn't have.
I think they found weird stuff in his house, too.
Really?
I don't remember. Maybe. I could be wrong.
I feel
like when
either.
They, like, went into his house, they, like, found some weird stuff. But
probably. It was so
who
weird.
Knows? You know, I always wonder, where does your money go when you die if you're, like, making music?
They still, like, I'm pretty sure they still get, like, whatever the word is. Money whenever it's used in something or played.
Yeah, but what if you're dead?
It must
go to the family?
Maybe. They must have to, like, write out a will when that happens. Because maybe as it going, like, certain percents go to, like, causes or, like,
yeah,
his family or, like, anything. I don't really know, but it's probably something like that. They probably have to, like, make it a legal thing before anything even, like, happens.
Yeah, I don't understand money.
I don't understand money either.
I don't understand the concept of, I'm going to sound so dumb. I don't understand the concept of debt in America. Why
nobody
we
does.
Care so much. America's in debt. Who cares? Like, okay, I sound dumb, but where does
great.
It go? How are we, what are we, trillions in debt?
We're
never going
to
pay that off. We're never going to pay that off. So why do we talk about it so much?
I don't know. I don't think anyone knows.
And, like, why is that, like, our problem? And everyone's like, oh, we're in debt. And I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? Like, send $5 to the government?
I've been here for 20 years.
We pay taxes.
And have no life skills. Like, there's nothing I can really contribute to the $1 trillion.
And, like, I think when you die, though, if you're in debt, doesn't someone have to pay off your debt?
I think your, like, kids get it.
Oh,
or, like,
no
your
way.
Spouse.
No way.
That's why I'm hoping my parents aren't in debt.
No way. If my family member dies and they're like, here, you gotta actually pay this off.
I think that's what happens.
How is that fair?
It's not.
You just give it to, like, your most hated family member? That'd be
put
kind of
it
funny,
in your will, like, Aunt Carla gets all,
one
the,
person.
All the debt.
So, when do you write wills?
You can whenever. A lot of people will do it, like, the first will they write will be, like, if they need a big surgery. Like, my dad had heart surgery, and I think they, like, recommended he wrote a will just in case, but I don't think he ever did. Just because, like,
yeah,
it's not like we have that much anyway that he'd need to write out.
I kind of want to start writing one.
I have, like, a mental one in my head.
Yeah, same.
But I should write it down just in case.
It's kind of dark, but I feel like I'd be like, okay, this is what I want. I mean, I don't really have any much to give, though.
Me either. But still, maybe I want, like, certain things to go to people.
Yeah.
Can never be too prepared for death.
Right?
And just, like, wishes for your funeral.
Yeah,
like, people aren't going to know what I want. I'm 20.
But
if it ends up happening.
So sad.
They're horrible.
I don't even think I want one.
Me either.
It's not like a gathering.
Yeah. But I don't need to be there. Like, my body
yeah.
doesn't have to be there.
Were you going to get buried or?
I don't think so. I don't know. I know you can donate your body to science, which sounds cool. You can do a bunch of stuff with your body now.
You can be a tree.
Yeah, like stuff like that. We're talking about that in one of my, like, death investigation classes or something. People are like, yeah, you can be made into a diamond, a tree, like anything.
Diamond.
But if anything, I'd just, like, get cremated and
yeah.
let my loved ones do what they want with me. I feel like burial is more of, like, a religious type thing.
Yeah. Because
some people don't want their bodies, like, touched in any way, which makes sense, but I'm not really like that. So I don't really relate on that, and it's expensive
yeah,
to get
it's
buried.
It's very expensive.
Like, don't waste your money on that. Like, go on a vacation or something
literally.
After I die. I don't really care.
It's kind of a dark subject.
Yeah, we should switch gears.
Sorry.
Okay, now we have an interesting story that happened recently at our house.
Yep. So, Stevie's mother gifted us with a Ring camera. What? Couple months ago?
Yeah, we live in, like, a sketchy area. Like, weird shit goes down. We have safety alerts every day
yeah.
of people getting, like, pistol-whipped on the streets.
Yeah, new house, just wanted to be safe. whatever. So we have this Ring camera. We haven't I wouldn't say we've captured anything that too crazy.
No, this is probably before. The first, like, concerning event.
Yeah. So on Thursday? Friday?
Yeah, it was like about last a week ago. Like 5 days ago.
Yeah. So I wasn't home. Stevie wasn't home, I don't believe.
Mm-mm.
Both out of, not in the area. And our two other roommates are here, and a man is captured on the Ring camera. Kind of a, I don't even know what to call it. He looks kind of out of it.
Yeah, he didn't look like completely there.
Yeah.
He looked lethargic.
a little shaggy, maybe is that a good word?
Yeah.
He just looked a little, I don't know.
And we have just a lot of people.
Not the cleanest cut looking man.
Like, we have a lot of people around here that kind of just look.
Yeah.
You don't really know what they're doing. They're just kind of
not a college student either. No. This was a grown
like 40.
Man. Yeah. So he's at the door with a rake, and he rings the doorbell, and then he stands there, and then he decides to enter the home.
Like, we have a, what's it called? Like a screen door? Not screen, though, because it's like glass.
Isn't it called like a weather door? Or
yeah,
like
it's just like a
storm window.
Storm door. I don't know what it is. And then you, like, open that door, and you go into, like, this little room, and there's two doors, and one door goes, like, up to our part of the house, and then there's three girls living in, like, the bottom part of our house, so the other door goes to them, and both of our, like, main doors are locked at all times. So he just, like, walked in the tiny door, and there was, like, mm-hmm. nothing in there. But it was still really weird that he even walked in there.
Yeah, and so that door for the downstairs unit, the girl was home, and right when you walk into that door, it's her bedroom. So apparently the man was knocking on her door as well, and then he left. We captured him leaving, and we watched him go over to the next house. So our roommates didn't tell us anything about this situation. I had no idea this happened.
I didn't even check the Ring door.
Yeah, I didn't check the Ring until the other day. I was just, you know, bored. Sometimes I like to snoop on the Ring. It's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that there was like a answered call, because you can answer the Ring if someone rings it
mm-hmm.
from your home. And so I'm watching the old footage. I'm like, what was this man doing? And then there's a feature on the Ring app that says neighbors, where you can report weird incidences, crimes around you, so you can know what's going on in the neighborhood. And someone posted the video of the same man stealing stuff off his porch.
Yeah, like, the guy walks up with a rake and rings the doorbell, and it seems like maybe he wants to, like, offer to rake, like, our lawn for mm-hmm. extra cash or whatever, because some people do that, and it's an easy way to make money. But, so we weren't really concerned about it at first. We're like, oh, it's just kind of like a weird dude doing weird shit.
Yeah.
But then people posted a video of him. You can, like, post the sketchy videos on the Neighbors app. And he was, like, rummaging through stuff on their porch and, like, stole stuff, put it in his pocket. And then they said that he met up with a woman, like, at the end of the sidewalk or whatever. And they caught that on the Ring, too. So it just seemed kind of like a scam, maybe. And he looked kind of, like, sketchy.
Yeah, I just don't know what kind of scam he'd be pulling. Someone on the Neighbors app said maybe he asks you to rake and then steals your stuff, but I'm like, how would that go down?
Right.
Maybe he says, I'll rake your leaves, but pay me right now, and then he just dips.
Yeah, that could be it too, or who knows, maybe he literally just wanted to rake and ended up stealing from those people.
Just,
like, we don't really know, but also, like, what if one of our doors was unlocked? Do you think he would have just tried to walk in? Like, he walked in our first door.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'd do if I was just sitting up here in a random... You know what?
Right.
That's happened before, though. One time my roommate Maggie and I were sitting here, and we heard someone come in, and they just walked up the stairs, and it was a random dude that I've never seen before. And he's like, is Mike here? And I'm like, no. He said, well, he lives here. I'm like, no, he doesn't. And he's like, okay, and then he walked out.
Oh, that's weird. I don't think I remember that.
Yeah, it was in the summer. It was very weird. But then we found out the old tenant of this house was the man. But still, you don't just walk into someone's house.
Right. That is really weird.
it's our fault for not locking the door, but I just feel like it's rude to just walk right into someone's house.
Right. And the way our house is set up, we have 3 floors, and the first floor, like ground level, is just a living room. Mm-hmm. And then you go up these stairs and you can't like see down into the living room or anything. Like we have a huge staircase and you can't really hear much either. Like there's not really echo in the house, especially if you're like in your bedroom. All the bedrooms in our house are really spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really hear what's going on throughout the house unless it's really loud. So if someone did come in or even potentially break in, like kind of sneakily, we wouldn't know. So that's kind of why we got the Ring also. That helps a lot because it kind of captures like the whole front area as well. So it makes us feel a little safer.
Yeah, and we had in the beginning when those weird texts were going around, like you have a UPS package.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I clicked the link and then nothing happened. And then I go on Facebook and everyone's like, you're going to be sex trafficked if you click the link. They have your IP address.
Yeah.
So I freaked out, and then that same night, there was, like, a knock on the door, like, really loud, and we couldn't figure out who it was or anything because we didn't have the Ring. So it was just very sketchy, but now we have the Ring, and I feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, it was a really good purchase.
It's kind of funny to see people, too.
Yeah.
If we have friends over, sometimes the boys like to pee outside, and you can, like, pick up right on our conversation.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy, but... You get all the tea off the Ring.
Yeah, if they're talking shit about us, we know.
Yeah.
So, what we've learned from this is to get a Ring doorbell, lock your doors.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Yet. It's in the works. They've been sending emails.
What do you feel about people having Ring cameras in their house? I've seen people have Ring, like, in their kitchen. I think that is so weird.
I think that's weird, too.
I could see it in, like, a nursery. Maybe, or like, not even, I wouldn't even put it in like a young kid's bedroom. Though. Like, that's such an invasion of privacy.
Right.
Why do you need to watch when you could just go knock on the door and be like, hey, what's up?
I feel like that breaks trust right away
with
your kid. I would do it if, let's say, in the very, like, far, far into the future, if, like, one of my parents, like, lived by themselves and they didn't live near. Maybe, like, a camera in the kitchen or living room area or somehow, like, just to know they're safe and good, not to, like, be a creep and spy on them. But I guess for that, or maybe, I don't know, like, having cameras in my house would just make me feel weird.
I don't like it.
In general.
Unless I'm, like, maybe if I get super rich and have a mansion and, like, I have valuable stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd put it there so, like, when I'm out of town.
Right. But I don't think I'd put it in bedrooms or anything. Maybe just facing windows and doors. But also, they just have, like, security systems if something
opens. Yeah, I don't see the point of having indoor cameras if you have outdoor ones because you'd be able to see if people come into your house. And if you're creeping on your own family members, it's just weird.
It's just creepy. Like, I don't want to know I could be being watched just, like, sitting on the couch.
And I feel like I'd watch it back and then I'd overanalyze myself. I'd be like, oh, I walked funny when I went into the kitchen earlier.
Yeah, I need to work on my posture.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
what if
random.
You have a fight with someone in your kitchen and then it's all recorded? You could go back and be like, oh, I know what you said.
It's like some Black Mirror shit.
Yeah.
Did you see that show? I feel like you did. I think it's called Dirty John.
I love Dirty John.
So if you haven't seen it, it's basically this woman gets into a relationship with this guy. He's super manipulative. And basically, horribly abusive. It's a true story, right?
Yeah, I think it's a true story. He pretends to be a doctor, but he's not a doctor, right? No, he's not at all.
I think he's, like, nothing, pretty
much. Yeah, I don't even think... He's not, like, a serial killer or anything.
No, he's just, like, kind of scum.
Yeah. So he pretends to be a doctor and makes this lady fall in love with him, but then just goes, like...
Full stalker,
crazy.
Control freak. But I'm pretty sure he, like, puts cameras around the house and is constantly watching her. And she, like, knows it, too, but she's stuck in that horrible relationship.
Yeah.
And she finds, like, tiny little blind spots in the camera towards the end to, like, sneak around and, like, get out of it. Spoiler alert, sorry. But that's what that reminds me of. I don't think I'd ever...
He, like, GPSs the car and, like, the kids and, like...
It's, like, full stalker.
Sometimes my fear is that if I get into a relationship, with someone, this is a hypothetical. Say mm-hmm. I meet someone and I get into a relationship and things move very quickly. Because, like, some people just, like, date for, like, a year and then get married.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're crazy? Because you never know. Like,
I think there's, like, psychology or something behind it that you don't really know someone until after, like, 2 full years. Like,
fully. Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
And that's, like, normal people. But if this person's actually crazy or, like, a psycho, manipulator, control freak, that could come out, like, literally 10 years later.
Yeah. I just saw a TikTok. This girl posted about her boyfriend, and then she, like, did a whole series on it. And basically she dated this guy for a while, and he was married or something. But she just had no idea because, one, they're both young.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, like, post photos together on her social media, and, like, he would, like, leave her cute voicemails and, like, spend all this time together. And then in the end, he had a wife. And I'm like, how could you not know that?
I know.
That's and, like, crazy. What I always think about those situations when people who do that, what's your wife doing all day? Like, isn't she suspicious?
There's gotta be red flags on one side. If you're gone all the time,
like, aren't you, like, and they're, like, oh, I'm at work. I'm like, where are you going to work, like, overnight? You know what I'm saying? Like, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. There's no way I could. I guess no one would think that could happen to them, though.
Literally.
It's not like you.
It takes a certain type of person. I'd like to know their zodiac sign.
Yeah, maybe we should research that just in case.
I don't know. I could never do that. Scary.
Yeah, me either. Okay, so Hulu has a new show. It's called A Teacher.
Yeah. A Teacher.
It comes out weekly on Tuesdays, I believe. There's 3 episodes out now.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw ads for it. It looked good. And then Anna told me, or all of us in our roommate group chat, to watch it because it was good. And I watched all 3 episodes that are out. I watched them all today, right before recording this, pretty much.
Is it bad that I like them together?
No.
He is, the whole, if we didn't even explain the plot. The plot is a female teacher, English teacher. She's clearly young for mm-hmm. a teacher. Works at a high school and male student.
Yeah.
And they start like hanging out because he wants help tutoring. And she's married.
Yeah. She's married. This is a new job. And she went to the college that he really wants to go to.
So one day he's like, yo, can you help me study? I need to get a higher score on my SAT to get into this college. And she's like, of course.
Yeah.
And then their weird love affair begins. And they, like, hang out.
Yeah. We're 3 episodes in.
Yeah.
And the sexual tension is real.
Oh, it's crazy, man. It makes me so on edge. Like,
yeah.
Dude, it's just so good. It's so scandalous.
It is.
But it's like a thriller almost. Like, I'm like, what's going to happen next? Like, it gets my heartbeat going. Like, I'm scared for them.
I'm scared someone's going to, like, pull up in the car next to them. Or I'm scared, like, the husband's going to stop at the diner they're at.
Yeah, I have a theory. I think I'm going to be correct.
Okay.
I haven't Googled. I don't think it's based off a true story either.
I think it's so. Just, like,
I mean,
it probably
sure
is a common thing.
Yeah. So my theory is, in the show, she's trying to get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and her husband, she's, like, ovulating and stuff, and then they go to the doctor because they've been trying, and the doctor basically says, I mean, you could still have a baby, it might take a while, or you could do any other options.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's complaining about how she wants it to not be, like, she wants to just have it naturally.
Yeah.
So my theory is she's going to have sex with the student, and that will get her pregnant.
I was thinking that, too.
That's, like, it has to happen. Like, they wouldn't highlight the pregnancy fact if something didn't come up with it, you know?
And I don't know. I do like them together, and it's not like the husband is bad or anything, but you can tell.
They just don't
like
each
other.
She
just feels, like, neglected, which I feel like happens a lot during marriage. And I remember, I think, the first episode, there's, like, a scene where they're both in bed, her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, scrolling through Instagram. She's, like, we're the only 30-year-old without a baby and a dog or something.
Yeah.
Just, like, a comment like that is a joke. But it kind of just, like, set the mood for the whole relationship that she really wants it. And I think he wants it. But they're, like,
I can't get a read on him.
Either.
Like,
we really don't see a lot of him yet.
he's odd, and like, I just, whenever I watch it, I'm like, how do people not see what's going on? Like that scene in the episode 3,
mm-hmm.
when they're at the prom or the dance,
and they're like staring at each other.
Yeah, and then they're like, what? They're like following each other like out to the parking lot and stuff. I'm like, aren't there cameras? Like, is that not suspicious that a teacher and a student are getting into a car after the prom?
Right.
And like, he picks her up from a party, like.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if I can tell, but there was one scene where the teenage boy is talking to his mom, mm-hmm. and then he, like, leaves. He just kind of mentions how, like, great this teacher is that he has a crush on. And the mom, I can't tell by her face if she, like, has a little, like, inkling, or if they're just trying to show that she, like, is oblivious to it.
I can't tell.
The pause on her is really long, and it's like, maybe she, like, kind of has an idea. And also,
maybe
the
she knows.
Since the main, like, woman, the new teacher, she, like, made a friend right away, another teacher,
mm-hmm.
this woman, and they just kind of, like, chat and gossip together. I feel like she'll definitely find out somehow.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to make a choice to either report it or keep it a secret. And I feel like she'll keep it a secret.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's not going to end with her going to, like, jail. That'd be mm-hmm. what we expect. That's what happens in these situations. And I'm not saying I'm rooting for them because it's illegal and it's wrong.
Yeah.
A teacher-student relationship is not appropriate. But, like, it's just so... They do such a good job at you wanting to sympathize with the teacher because she seems so sad
about
her
life. Right, you see both sides of them.
And it's not, like, creepy. It's not like she was, like, targeting him or he, like, targeted her.
Right.
It's, like, a natural relationship and it's just wrong.
And he's not, like, a douchebag guy either. He seems, like, genuine. He wants to be a doctor, go to a good college.
Yeah.
He has, like, his studies and focus. He has a single mom and he, like, seems to appreciate her and stuff. It is really weird. I really don't think she'll go to jail.
No, it's weird because I feel like that's why they just make it because everyone knows it's wrong, but they're, like, making it a love story. And
right.
It's weird to think about because I'm like, this isn't, like, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not morally correct.
And I feel like teacher-student stuff is already sexualized
a
lot, so it definitely gets a lot of attention. It's weird to watch. It's kind of like the Pretty Little Liars, like Aria.
Yeah, it is like that. Like, you can't, you know it's wrong, but you can't help but, like, not root for it, but, like, they make it so the characters are falling in love. Like, you're interested in it.
Yeah. It's also hard, too, because all TV shows, they're all, like, adults.
Yeah.
It's not like one of them looks like a child.
Yeah, she looks slightly older, but I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. they look like they could be a couple. Like, it's like a little, like, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know either, because it'd be boring if they're just sneaking around the whole time. Like, there has to be a huge event. And I feel like it'll result in people finding out, but I don't think it'll be like...
I feel like he's going to, like, this is what I imagine. He's like, Mom, he's going to, like, take the ACT. Mm-hmm. And get, like, a good score. And then he's going to be like, Mom, can I have my teacher over for dinner to, like, thank her? And then they're going to be like, we love each other. And the mom's going to be like,
Oh, God, that would be so awkward.
Because someone's going to pick up on it soon. Because the last episode, episode 3, got a little steamy.
It did.
Like, they jumped into it.
They barely even spoke either. They just, like, know.
Yeah,
it's really
and
weird.
And he's, like, has a girlfriend, though, or something? Like, that's, like, his ex-girlfriend
He's kind of, like, hooking up with his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Again.
But he clearly doesn't like her. Like, he's, like, infatuated with his teacher.
Yeah, I...
But I also kind of get crazy vibes from her, because
even
before anything happened, anything was said, any touching, kissing was happening, she was hiding it from her husband. That she was, like, going to meet him at the diner to help him
mm-hmm.
study or going to pick him up from a party he got busted at. Like,
yeah, she got mad at him, too.
Yeah, because he was at a high school party drinking, like, high schoolers.
Yeah, he kissed her, and then she's like, you can't kiss me in school. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm so sorry, it won't happen again. Please be my tutor. And she's like, ugh, fine, whatever. And then he doesn't go to the tutoring session, and she's, like, pissed. Like, where were you? Like, I was waiting for you. That's weird.
And she's like, she took him to the college that he wants to go to. It's definitely like grooming.
Yeah.
But also it's like, oh, it's kind of like interesting.
Yeah. It's definitely, I don't know. It's a weird concept to make a show about because this, it's so like, it's just scandalous and wrong.
It is.
But then they make it like so interesting to watch. I'm like, I don't know how to feel about this.
I know. I would definitely watch the whole season by tomorrow. Oh, if it didn't come out weekly.
The drama.
It's so much drama. But I love it. But it is interesting. I don't think there's really a show about that.
No. So I don't think so either. Yeah. But it happens all the time. We had a situation in my town, my school, just like that. Hear about it on the news.
Yeah, we had a teacher get arrested my freshman year. My science teacher got arrested because he was having a sexual relationship with a student.
That scares the shit out of me.
It was all over the news.
It was like, how does that even start? How does that start? That's what I always wonder. And like, how do you push the line?
I don't know. I don't get it. I've had one crush on a teacher, but I would never. He was just like my cute chemistry teacher. Like, every girl had a crush on him. He was just goofy and funny, but no one like.
I don't, and I never know if it's. It has to be the teacher who initiates it, right?
You
wouldn't do that.
Confidence to go up to a teacher and be like, make some type of pass at them to get the ball rolling.
It's definitely a teacher thing, and it's creepy and weird.
It is creepy if the teacher comes on, especially to, like, a student. Because most teachers, I feel like, are married and have kids. Like, they're usually, like, family-oriented people in general. So it's creepy that they, like, go for students. Because I don't know.
That's really what the show. Why did she do it? Like, obviously her life sucks, but you don't go for your student. You go in on a dating app.
Yeah.
The weird part is she knows it's wrong. Like, she says so many times, this is so wrong. I'm like, okay, then stop.
Yeah.
She's like, I could get in trouble. I'm like, well, then stop.
Exactly. And, like, she's trying to get pregnant with her husband.
Yeah.
Which is also weird because I feel like what she's missing right now is, like, she wants to have a family. And they're working towards it. I feel like it'd be different. It would be more common, I think, for this to happen if a woman or, like, a husband or a woman's husband or whatever, like, the woman has a miscarriage. That usually results in cheating.
Yeah.
Not always, but, like, it's common that, like, the male will go cheat or, like,
that's scary.
Like, something traumatic like that.
Is that actually proven?
I think so. I think it's, like, a statistic that
they, like, mad that they, like, lost their. Well, I mean, obviously, you'd be mad and sad, but, like, why?
I don't know. I feel like I read something once or saw something once. I don't know if this is accurate, so I don't want to spread false information. But, like, men, like, the chances of them cheating increase a little after a miscarriage because the woman, like, they're probably not having, like, a physical relationship for a long time after that. And a lot of the times the woman will find a different place to put her energy into to get her mind off of it. So the male feels neglected.
Oh.
I think that's how it is.
That makes some sense.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's really weird to me in this situation because they're, like, working at having a kid.
Yeah.
Going to doctor's appointments, like, trying to figure out what to do. But she's also having an affair with her student.
Yeah, like, why the student? That's, you know, it's illegal. You know it's wrong.
Right. And they're also looking at other ways to get pregnant. Like, what's it called? Like, IVF. Is that what it's called? When they put hormones in you?
Yeah.
So that's going to increase her chances of getting pregnant if she's going to have sex with this other person.
Yeah, I think she's going to have the student's baby.
Yeah, me too.
What would
There's
you do
no
with
way.
That situation? That's terrifying.
I feel like she'll, like, try and ghost him, maybe.
You can't just. My problem is, I don't know why she's doing it in the first place, because she acts like she knows it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they're in love. I don't think they're in love. They get along.
It's
but they're not, like, even that flirty. Like, they're just, like, kind of weird and mysterious.
Like, they, like the danger. They're living for the danger.
Yeah. They, like, know it's a little weird that they're hanging out on the weekend. And then they just take the relationship from there. And I just don't get it.
They haven't shared any really personal information.
No.
Maybe stuff about, I think, each of their parents, they said something, but, like, they're not having deep conversation. They're talking about school, make a comment every once in a while, and then, like, kiss or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of all they got. It's just so much tension, and something's building up, and it's all going to come crashing down.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I know.
I just wish they released it all.
Me too.
They know what they're doing. They're letting us, they're leading us on, so we have to wait.
Right.
But I just haven't seen a show like that in a while where I'm like, because the episodes are quick.
Yeah.
And a lot happens. So
yeah, they are really quick episodes. I think they're like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. They're not an hour long or anything.
And good actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Good music. They got some bops in there.
They had Justin Bieber in there.
Yeah, they had Justin Bieber. They had some Frank Ocean.
Yeah, they did have Frank. It's really good. I recommend watching it.
Yeah.
No matter
Sorry
who you
for
are.
Spoiling everything, but.
But if you start the show soon, you'll get to the spot we are probably in the same day because it's so good. So highly recommend. Watch it. It's on Hulu. It's called A Teacher. And it comes out every Tuesday, I believe.
Free promo.
Not spons yet. They're also in my email. All right, it isn't news that coronavirus has gone on for far too long.
Nope.
And me and Anna basically went through the whole thing together.
Yeah, we've, from the very start, I think it was, what, March 16th?
Yeah,
something around
I
then.
Think that's when we got shut down, was around that date. We had a spring break trip planned for Florida.
Yep. Planned for months.
Months. Like, we were so pumped. We got our flights cheap. We were staying with my grandparents. It was St. Patrick's Day week.
Bought new swimsuits. All bought green swimsuits for St. Patrick's Day.
Like, we were hype.
It Scouted was, out yeah. the local restaurants, bars, music, beaches.
Yeah.
Everything.
So it was me, Anna, and then our other roommate, Maggie. Us three. We had this whole thing planned. We were so hyped. We were watching Spring Breakers. It was just, we were ready for it. And so we were going to fly out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie's mom lives closer to Chicago than where we are. So we all decided to skirt over there, stay at her mom's house. And then her mom was going to bring us to the airport the next day just to save a little time.
Yep.
And the night before, we're all in Maggie's mom's basement. We're watching movies, just chatting.
We had deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
We were vibing.
We were so excited. Like, we all had butterflies in our stomachs. We were ready to party it up for spring break. And I think Maggie's mom came downstairs first.
Yeah.
And she was like, things aren't looking good. We're like,
It'll be, well, we knew Corona was going on.
Right.
But we didn't know how bad it was going to get because my father works in the medical field and he said, you're fine. He's like, you're going to be fine. Just go. And I was like, we kept asking him, we're like, are you sure? Like, we don't want to get sick. Blah, blah, blah. They're like, flights were shutting down internationally. So we're like, we don't know about flights. But he's like, just go. You'll be fine. You'll make it back. Whatever.
And all the shutting down that was happening, it was happening within, like, hours. Like, it was really quick.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like we had a few days to think about it. We straight up thought we were going to go to Florida.
When we got to Chicago, I think they announced right when we got there that, like, the next day they were shutting down. So we're like, what?
Yeah, like, but we were like, we didn't know anyone with it. We didn't, no one really knew. Like, it was so mysterious. And so we're talking to Maggie's mom. She's like, I don't know. Like, it's getting bad. And we were like, it can't be that bad, though. Like, we're fine. Like, it's not a big deal. And then we saw, like, beaches in Florida were getting shut down. Airlines were closing, and people were canceling flights. And I think Anna called her dad, and we all called her parents. We're like, what do we do? And they were like, go. And then they were like, don't go.
It's very unknown. I was, honestly, at the moment, I wasn't worried about getting sick. I was worried about not being able to get back.
Yeah, me too.
Like, properly. And, like, masks weren't even a thing, were they?
I don't
think
so.
We didn't bring masks.
No, I didn't have a mask.
It wasn't like, bring the mask to the airport or wear a mask at the restaurant. We did not have masks.
There was no masks yet.
Thing for us yet. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Like, that's just weird to think about. Because if it was, we would have gotten, like, cute masks for Florida.
Yeah, we would have been set.
So we canceled because we felt morally obligated. We had some advice from adults saying don't go. So we canceled our flight.
12 hours before.
12 hours before. We were supposed
to board our flight. So we were bummed.
That was a sad, sad night.
We were, like, literally so sad. We were just sitting on a blow-up air mattress, like, staring at each other, like, fuck.
Because we had all this built-up energy. We were ready. Wisconsin winters are sad, man. Like, it was a sad winter. It was very cold, I feel like. And we were just ready to get the warmth, get some cute Insta photos, St. Patrick's Day on the beach. Like,
we were going to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maniacs. My God. We were really getting actually fit.
We were, like we feeling, yeah. We were looking good.
We were looking fire.
I, like, self-tanned before. I got all my cute outfits going.
And we never went on a vacation, like, together.
No.
And I didn't live with Maggie and Anna at the time yet. So I was going to be like, oh, my God, like, we get a week to, like, live together, basically. Like, it'll be fun because we were planning on living together, like, right after that. In the summer, we moved in together. And that was in the spring. Ugh. So we were very depressed, and we got back in Maggie's car and drove back up.
And that's when stuff got spooky. I feel like on the drive, it started to feel very apocalyptic, and then that's when everything was kind of
on the highways.
All the news broke and stuff. Like, a lot of people were panicking going to the grocery store. Like, I remember my mom, like, dropped off a bunch of toilet paper. She's like, here, you'll need it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right. Like, we had no idea.
No, I had no clue. This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
And we had classes a few days before that, like our spring break classes. And I go and sit down in my creative writing class. And my teacher's like, okay, so, like, we have to have a talk in case we don't come back. And I literally didn't. Yeah. I was like, what do you mean if we don't come back? Like, I didn't know that it was that bad. I was like, huh? Like, I was looking around at people and people didn't know either. Like, what do you mean? She's like, I'm getting word from, like, officials from the school, like, they might extend spring break, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was like, oh, shit, like, I didn't realize that. And then, so we're back hanging out, just vibing in Wisconsin. And probably, like, midway through the week that our trip was supposed to be, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so glad we didn't go.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, like, seeing people posting.
It was embarrassing for them.
It was really embarrassing
especially people captioning it, like, Rona can't stop me. And, like, coronacation. Like, I get it. A lot of people had no idea what was going on. Yeah,
like, we get the joke. But looking back on it, even, like, in the time, I was like, it's kind of embarrassing that you're going to full-ass clubs while the world is literally shutting down.
Well, and there's, like, the CDC was saying, don't do this, don't do that. And it's for, like, such early on. I mean, honestly, people should still be following regulations. But right now, I get it. Like, if you go out to a restaurant, you're not going to be shamed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, we have to adapt to it because that's the way our country decided to handle it.
Yeah, but at the time, I was like, this is not – that's why we have these issues, because no one took it seriously from the get-go.
The amount of corona that spread through spring break, if we didn't have spring break, if all of it was canceled, like, people were incapable of going, I really don't think it would have gotten this bad.
And now we won't even have this year's spring break. A whole ass year later,
we
get no – spring break, probably, because people don't listen.
Yeah. So I lived, like, a block away from Maggie and Anna, and I would walk to their house every day because we thought it was going to be a two-week quarantine. We planned, like, fun little activities. We got a puzzle. We made a board game. We made a bucket of movies to watch.
It was fun.
And we had so much fun. We were like, well, we might as well make the best of it. We're stuck here together. We had a tiny quarantine circle. It was, like, us three. Mm-hmm. And, like, three of our other friends. Like, that's the only people we saw. We sat in their apartment. And we were vibing. And we thought it would be a few weeks. We never went back to school.
I literally was so dumb. I thought it'd be 2 weeks. All right, you're good. Like, country's good to go.
Right. And it's still going on.
Yeah. I've been going crazy lately. I feel like we're the only people in the world right now who actually take this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, I know a bunch of people who go to bars, party, they're traveling, like vacationing. And I'm like, dude, just yeah. stay inside. And they're like, you can't take away my, someone I know said that it's their constitutional right and they won't listen. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So you really don't care that much yeah. about anyone else in the world? I know if I got sick, I would be fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spread it to an old lady at a grocery store or someone working who has to be working right now because yeah. they literally need money and the economy is shit. Like, I don't want to be responsible for getting other people sick, and half the country doesn't care about that, which blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's my right. I don't have to follow anything, but yeah. I'm going to.
And people are like, it's a hoax. I'm like, you know what? It's better. I mean, clearly people are dying. It's not a hoax, mm-hmm. but like, I'd rather be overly cautious in a scenario like this than underly
right.
cautious.
You better be safe than sorry. And yeah. so many people don't care. We live in a college neighborhood and we live on like one of the main streets. Yeah. Like, it's pretty busy. And we hear people partying, shouting. It was just Halloween. Like, so many parties. We got invited to a party. We had to decline.
Oh my gosh. That was so sad. A Halloween party.
And that's our shit.
Invited to. And I was... When I didn't even say, like, I was like, you know, I'm not going to shame people for having a party. This is not
right.
my place.
They're
going to
do it anyway.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, like, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
No, didn't go. And honestly, I think we've been doing well because we had a roommate turn 21 in September.
Mm-hmm.
We had probably 10, 11, 12, not 20, not even 15, no. I don't think.
It was probably like 10 people.
10 people probably total. Close friends we've been seeing. Over, and then of course that's like the first time we've had a big gathering
mm-hmm.
besides maybe
one
August
time, I think yeah
and the next day one of our friends is like, guys, I just found out I was exposed to corona, I gotta go get tested. And we're like, seriously? So then we're all freaking out, like, great, now we're all COVID positive. Mm-hmm. None of us were, and he wasn't either, but I'm like, just that one scare,
right?
Like, I would get so scared if I went to a crowded college bar and came home.
Right.
Like, what if I got it from someone?
Exactly. I feel like the last place you want to go to is a bar or a party.
Dude, a sweaty... I don't get those people having house parties. A sweaty
it's
frat
so
basement
gross.
Or something.
I won't even go to those without corona, I don't think, anymore. Because they're
no.
genuinely gross. You're going to get something going into one of those houses.
Yeah, this has just made me think, like, about germs more.
Yeah.
And I've also, the one thing about this that hasn't been good, I think quarantine's been good to self-reflect, pick up some new hobbies.
I got a lot of hobbies. I feel like I grew up a lot, too.
Yeah.
I feel more like an adult. Because I had to take care of myself
yeah.
so much.
It gives you more time to think about your choices and what you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've remotely stayed the same. I'm just, my problem is I'm
yeah.
a lazy person in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't like socializing that much, like, to the outside world. Like, some things I just don't like.
Yeah, me too.
So this has just, like, made it better for me that when I actually have to go do something, I, like, hate it even more. Like, literally,
yeah.
I hate going to the store now. Because, like, grocery shopping,
we usually
I don't
want to
do it because I just
delivered.
Order my groceries.
Yeah.
It's so much more convenient for me. And I know
mm-hmm.
it's bad because it's good to, like, get out.
Yeah.
But... it's just been so nice to not have to see people, honestly. Sometimes, but...
Yeah, I'm not really a big people person in general.
Yeah.
I do miss, like, the occasional going out with my friends. I miss concerts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
But that's not something I do all the time. And it made me realize I kind of don't really like it.
Yeah.
But I wish I could do it every once in a while.
Yeah, now it's just... I think it's just going to be more special. Like,
right.
we're all saying once this is over... in a while, like, mm-hmm. we just gotta go crazy.
It,
like, I'm
yeah.
hitting the town.
Yeah, we'll probably all be 21
yeah,
by the
like
time.
Yeah, like, it's a reward now.
Yeah.
But it's
weird. Also about caring about germs more, I kind of hope things stay like this. Like, a
same.
Little bit, like, hand sanitizer everywhere, wiping down stuff in between anything, clean-ass bathrooms, and whatever other precautions
yeah,
places have to take. Because... I just feel cleaner in
general. It makes you think,
out.
Like, how
yeah.
dirty was it before?
So dirty.
And, like, honestly, with the masks, I honestly don't even mind the mask. I feel like people are, like, sneezing and spitting on each other. Like,
right. I'd wear a mask forever, I think, and around the grocery store.
I don't get why kids don't have to wear masks.
Me either. They're the germiest things on earth.
That's why
I guess
I'm confused.
I wouldn't even really wear them and mess with them and stuff, but
I don't know. Like, can they even get it?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, babies can get it. Because I think my sister-in-law knew someone whose baby had it.
Oh,
they just had a fever and stuff, and it was pretty brief. But still, like, you don't want to do that to a baby.
That sounds terrible.
But yeah, also the mask thing. We live in Wisconsin. It gets cold. We're in a windy-ass city.
Yeah.
So putting a mask on to go outside is kind of nice.
Yeah, it, like, keeps your face warm.
Yeah. And I like covering up my face in general. I don't like people looking at me.
Literally.
So if I have a hood up, sunglasses on, and a mask on, nobody knows my
identity. It kind of makes me feel mysterious.
I do feel mysterious.
No one's, yeah, I don't know. But the one thing I'm not looking forward to is that the winter. Because winter in Wisconsin is usually when we stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Like last winter, no COVID free. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were like, we'd still like hang out with friends, but we wouldn't be going like as crazy.
We'd go to the same two houses.
Yeah, same two houses, same group of friends. Just chilling inside, like comfy clothes, game nights.
Right.
But like that's all we've been doing for the past 6 months.
I know. I feel like I've upped my style over quarantine too, but I haven't been able to wear any of it though. So once all this shit's over and I can go out, I'm going to be strutting around
pop
like a runway model. Look at my new outfits. Look at me go.
I'm sad for the holidays too.
Oh, I know. It's going to be so
sad. That's the one people thing I'll miss.
I feel really bad for like old people because they're more
Same.
At risk. And especially if they're in like nursing homes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are literally trapped there and it's already depressing enough.
Lonely.
Mm-hmm. It breaks my heart.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And cases are still rising. I think we had the highest amount of cases the other day.
Wisconsin is a shit show for coronavirus.
Wisconsin's very bad.
It hasn't gotten
I don't
better.
Get it. Like, why can't we just do another shutdown?
Because people think that it's taking away their rights. Which,
like, how,
I don't see it as that. I see it as
protecting. I don't understand the economy. So I'm sure businesses are, no, I know businesses are losing money. And obviously places have been shut down. But, like, isn't there a way to, like, make it work? Like, if people get care packages, can business get Corona care packages?
Yeah, I think there were
some. Do they have that? I don't even know.
I don't know all the facts on that, honestly. But either way, it was handled poorly. And I feel like a lot of places, especially around here, we're in a city. But, like, taco places, they were doing
delivery.
Everywhere was doing to-go delivery. But then a lot of places make money through their alcohol. They were, like, they got license to, like, sell alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It had, I think it's a separate license for people to, like, come pick it up, basically, like, to-go food. They had, like, alcohol packages,
mm-hmm.
like, margarita kits. I feel like there's definitely ways to adapt. But then again, not every single business would make it, and that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Especially small businesses are struggling so bad.
I know. That's what I feel bad about. But it's, like, at what cost are we going to keep all these places open?
I know, and I feel like people are using bigger corporations now, like our grocery delivery, like just Uber Eat, like all that stuff.
Maybe
it's
that's
so
what they
hard
want
to navigate. Yeah, I don't know. It's all such a game.
Our
government
it.
Is insane. But on bright news, Trump didn't get reelected.
Trump did not get reelected. Well, let's hope. There's no way.
There's no proof of any type of fraudulent voting. He's just saying that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get too political on the pod, but
I already did earlier before you.
What really bugs me about Trump is he, like, goes manic when things don't go his way to
me.
I was
like, saying that.
He's tweeting, like, we did win, you will see, like, stuff like that. I'm like, bro,
it's
no, you
so
didn't,
like,
just give it up, man. Like, people would like him so much more if he just chilled out. Like, if
totally.
You would have been like, love you, Joe, great job, hopefully, like, we can do something in the future, I would have been like, wow, finally.
He's such a sore loser. I don't
He's
get it.
He's being a big baby.
He is being a big baby. It's just not a mature way to handle it.
No. And, like, he's just, I mean, obviously people love him. How many millions of people voted for him? But
mm-hmm.
at this point, he's just not helping his case, man. Like, people are roasting him. They already thought he was the worst, and now he's just making it worse for himself because he's giving us more reasons to make fun of him.
It's so weird. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Not that I've been alive long enough, but I don't think anyone's really seen anything like this in the United States. We're kind of just a big meme to the world.
Literally.
Since this all happened, and I can't believe we're living in it. And our generation voted it out, thank God. But we're going to have to, like, look back on it. Like, when we have kids, they're going to be like, tell me about 2020. And I'm going to have, like, a war flashback.
Literally.
Of all the weird things Donald Trump said. We'll be in the history books.
This podcast might make the history book.
Hey.
Hey, kiddos.
There won't be books by then.
Oh, no way. Books are timeless, right?
I love books. I don't know if they'll come out with printed social studies books anymore. Do you know what's going to be in those?
It's a waste of paper.
It is. Those ebooks are going to have little screenshots of Trump tweets of him in all caps being like, stop the count!
And like, TikTok. TikToks will be like, during the coronavirus, like the foam coffee will be like historic.
Oh my God.
I missed that phase of TikTok when like I first downloaded it.
Yeah.
I downloaded it like right, I don't even know. Like,
I think it was.
No, not even. I feel like I was. It's not like we were laying on TikTok before Florida.
I think we were.
But we like started.
Yeah, we weren't addicted. Because
we were making funny ones.
Yeah, we were.
But like people weren't like in on TikTok yet, I don't think.
I think beginning of quarantine was like peak of TikTok. Not really peak, but like a good memory.
I think that's when everyone started like actually taking it more seriously. Because my old roommate, Ava, told me to download it. I'm like, I'm not downloading that. That's like a kid's app. She's like, no, it was really funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to watch Charlie D'Amelio dance. And now I'm like, go, Charlie.
Yeah. I root for Charlie. But I'm not on that side of TikTok.
No,
you're not
neither
either.
Am I.
I wish you guys could go through our messages. It's the perfect for you page. Just us sending
really
each other back and forth.
It.
We have a good mix of cooking videos, fashion videos, DIYs, memes. So funny. It's all memes. It's
There's
all funny.
Some messed up stuff on our few. For you pages.
Yeah,
but
it's so dark, but it's like a perfect amount. It's not like we're like being able, but
no,
it's a little sketchy.
I absolutely love TikTok, and it's
Me
probably
too.
My favorite app.
Me too.
The algorithm is beautiful.
Yes, I talked about that on my first podcast. I don't think anyone will ever beat that algorithm. I've never seen anything like it.
It's people, and then you know what? It really validates my feelings because people say something.
Oh yeah.
Like even if it's like weird. I'm like,
I do that too.
And then everyone in the comments is like, oh my gosh, someone else. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
And it has like 300,000 likes of people being like, oh, I also do that really bizarre thing that I always thought was weird and would never admit. Like, I'm not alone here.
It like makes me realize that there's actually a lot of funny people in the world.
Our generation's really funny.
Yeah, it's definitely a generational thing.
Like, no offense to all you millennial boomers and whatnot, but we are probably the funniest because
I don't even know how to describe
it. People say we're too sensitive, but I don't think we're too sensitive because we make the most insensitive jokes. We just care more about like other people than any other generation has. And I'm gonna defend people no matter who they are. If someone's like being politically incorrect, like straight up, and like being mean about it. Different like educating someone and yelling at them for being really disrespectful on purpose, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's good. We're standing up for what we want, and our generation has made so much change, and we're gonna keep doing that.
Yeah,
and I'm just proud of us, and we're so funny.
We are funny. We're like cool.
We are so cool.
We're creative, funny.
If I'm ever feeling down, I'm like, at least I'm part of this generation.
Yeah.
Because most people in our generation, obviously there's people in the boomer mindset that we have to deal with that are our age, but we really did something.
What I get scared about is the generation slightly younger than us.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's probably the same generation, but like the age group.
Yeah.
Like people who are like 14 right now, like 15, I think they're too into the internet because that's all they've known.
Right. We at least had a phase where
we had a phase without it.
We were like, we started it. Like our generation like made it. Well, we didn't start it physically. But
like I think younger kids started to use technology at our age because it was so like when teachers got smart boards and stuff, like it wasn't seen as a bad thing. It was like, oh my gosh,
learning.
Like Google it, like go do that on your computer, like type it and stuff.
Totally.
it was so, like, integrated into our school. And yeah. It still is. Like, you couldn't do college without a laptop.
Right.
How would you do that?
You can't.
Everything's online. Yeah. So, like, no wonder why I'm addicted to my phone, too, because I stare at a computer screen all day, too.
Right. But our childhood, we had a legit basic childhood. And then when we became teenagers, we were introduced to this. Like, we had the perfect split. Because we get technology perfectly, but we also remember what it was like without it and that it's good to not have it.
And I see people, like, little kids, like, having iPads at, like, a restaurant. I'm like, my parents, I am still to this day not allowed to have my phone at the dinner table.
Yeah,
I'm not take my phone out at the dinner table. And I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, because you want to be in the moment. You don't realize how much your phone, like, impacts your attention span, just your daily life. And I even have to, like, sit back and think about it because I'm definitely addicted to my phone and social media. But I can, like, realize that and then put it down for a day or not go on social media for a few days or just take, like, a mental break and do something that has nothing to do with technology.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The younger generation, they grew up with it. They're surrounded by it. They don't know anything else.
Literally.
It's really weird.
Okay, I have a question for you.
All right.
Well, I was thinking about this today. I think probably something from TikTok inspired me.
Probably.
So, you know, villains have their villain origin story in the movies. What would yours be?
Oh.
Not that you're evil or a villain, but if you could pinpoint one event in your life that made you slightly hateful, what would be your villain origin story? Or you can make one up. Like, what would happen for you to turn?
Okay, I'm going to have to think. Give me, like, 2 seconds.
All right.
Okay, so I thought of an event. I actually kind of have 2, I feel like. This could go 2 ways.
Okay.
One is of me being bullied, and one is something embarrassing that happened to me that I think about way too often. The first one, I was bullied so much in, like, middle school because I went through puberty really quick, and I've always had horrible skin. It's just in my genes. And boys would bully the shit out of me because I would get acne, and I have really oily skin, and I'm still, like, can't even think about it because I get so upset. So I think I would just turn into this big skin man. Like, you know those
skin man?
You know those, like, morph suits?
Yeah.
Where you're all
naked but not.
Yeah, I would be an...
Like naked, but without the details, like without the features.
I'd be like,
naked mole rat.
Like how they show in, like, textbooks, like no features. And I would be tall. I would be naked Slender Man.
Okay.
And very pale.
But with good skin or bad skin?
Perfect skin.
Perfect skin, okay.
Not a flaw, not a pore.
Okay.
Not a scratch, not a stretch mark. This tall Slender Man, straight up skin, and I would show up at straight boys' houses who bully girls. And I have, you know, the Sandman, how he puts dust in your eyes when you sleep? I would sprinkle my dust on their face. And they would wake up with a full pizza face.
Pepperoni face.
And it won't go away until they confront their issues and become a good person. And they go to therapy because men need therapy. So that's Skin Man.
Sounds like, what's his name? Skincare by Hiram or whatever. Sleep that be him.
That is him. He's like, my sleep paralysis demon. Oh my God. Wash your face. You servant. And then my other one, this is just me being embarrassed, but I was in Door County, Wisconsin swimming. And Lake Michigan, it's really rough waters. And I had a swimsuit top on, and it was kind of like a padded bra, but it, like, wasn't, but it was, like, padded. And I came up out of the water in both of the pads, and my bra, like, folded under my nipples.
No.
So my boobs were out. And this group of, like, men, they were old, and I'm pretty sure I was 16, they were, like, staring at me so, like, gross. It's not like it was, like, people my age or, like, boys, like, being, like, annoying teens. It was just these creepy men, and I just have their faces in my mind, and I want to embarrass them, and I would turn into an invisible man and pants them.
The pantser, I was going to say that.
I would either be the pantser or the skin man.
Those are my two villains.
What's yours?
I have one particular. Oh, I have two. The one, all right. The first one's kind of dumb. I got bullied by this girl sometimes in, I'd say, elementary school. And you know those, like, well, it was just a park, but my brother used to play baseball. So when he had, like, a game, I'd go on the park while he played because, you know, I don't want to sit there and watch him play.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my doll. It was an American Girl doll. I forgot which one it was. And this girl who, you know, we met at the playground, she didn't like me. She threw my American Girl doll from the top of the playground down into the wood chips.
Oh, God. Those are expensive.
And, like, I was mad. Like, I was mad. And I got my – our parents got involved. I was like, she threw my doll. And she's like, no, I didn't. And, yeah. So that would be mine. I'd be, like – I'd probably be, like, a giant Annabelle doll. And then I'd want – I'd throw her off the park.
Oh, yeah. Her kids. When she has kids, yeah. Start kicking
I'd be, like,
off.
A huge doll monster just throwing kids in the park. No. Just the bullies. I take care of the bullies.
Yeah. The people who deserve it.
Yeah. My second villain origin story is honestly very accurate. I think this made me hateful. I was on an Alaskan cruise, and there's this, like, kids club thing. Mm-hmm. So the kids would go there. Vibing.
How old were you?
Elementary school.
Okay, I think so young.
Yeah. I've been on, yeah. Okay, so on cruises, they have, like, kids clubs when your parents go out to the casino or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're, like, all vibing during the week. I think it was my first cruise, too, so, like, it was nice to meet other kids.
Mm-hmm.
My siblings were with me. We made this, like, group of friends, fun stuff. And, like, the Lido deck, or whatever it's called, is, like, the place to be with the pools and the hot tubs.
All right.
So last day, it was, like, kids camp is going to the pool. Like, you can go on your own with your parents, but, like, we're going and we're squadding up.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, I'm pretty sure they, like, emptied the pool for the kids. Like, it was, like, kids' day because it's the last day.
Yeah.
And this one very hateful girl, she didn't like me and my sister. She told us we were going to get diabetes because she found us, like, in the lounge, like, the upstairs lounge where our parents, like, drink coffee. We're eating the sugar cubes, and she saw us in the elevator. She's like, you're going to get diabetes.
You and your sister are so, like, skinny.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me? And I didn't, like, know. Like, I must have been, like, 8. I'm like, yeah. What's diabetes? Like, I don't, whatever. So she didn't like me. And then so the last day comes, pool party time. She poops in the pool on purpose. On purpose. She poops in the pool. Okay, it might have been an accident, but it was definitely on purpose. Because she was, like, so hateful of this trip. Because she just probably didn't have friends. Like, she was probably just insecure and didn't have friends. But
that's
she,
not going to make her
She poops in the pool. And we couldn't hang out in the pool at all on our last day. And, like, they had to drain the pool and empty it. Like, that's disgusting. Like, they can't just take the poop out. Like, it's a public pool on a cruise. Like, you got to be very sanitary. So, like, that, I'd be, like, I don't even know what I'd be. I wouldn't be a pooper because I didn't do the poop. I'd be, like, a water person.
You make sure the water's clean. No one's peeing or pooping to ruin kids' day.
I can't. That's, like, a superhero, though. Like, that situation made me evil. Like, I didn't sympathize with her. I was, like, you just ruined my first cruise because you pooped because you're petty.
So,
the petty pooper.
So was everyone in the pool when it happened, like, and you all
okay, this happened a long time ago, so, like, I don't remember specific details. I just remember I'm going to go out on a limb here. I should literally call my sister after this and ask. I think she was the first one in the pool, and then she pooped so no one else could go in. Because I don't remember being in the pool, and then they're like, someone pooped, get out, because I would have been really grossed out. I think, like, we were all about to dip our toes in. Or I was in the hot tub or something. Like, I wasn't in the pool yet, but that girl, she pooped. Her name was Sarah. And I will tell
Sarah, you better be listening.
Meet again. Like, literally.
If Anna becomes a supervillain, you're the first on our list.
The crew, I'm just going to be, like, a cruise. I don't know. That just made me so evil. That's when I lost trust for people.
I can't believe it. I feel like
I would never do that as a kid. I would never be like, haha, I'm going to ruin your fun. First of all, pooping?
Yeah.
Or maybe she definitely pooped. I was going to say maybe she puked, but I think she literally pooped.
I feel like if it was an accident, she would have gotten out. You're at the age where, like, you know if you're going to
She wasn't a little kid. It's not like she had a swim diaper on or anything. This is, like, full on.
Like a normal child.
Yeah, I just don't. Why would you? That's embarrassing. Why would you do that? Like, the fact that you just pooped in public is embarrassing. And she, like, was proud of it. Like she, I got she you She wasn't embarrassed. She was like, ha-ha, see ya. I'm like, okay.
You'll never forget her.
And then all the parents are, like, stuck with their kids because, like, kids' camp day is ruined.
I bet every single person on that cruise, like, remembers that day.
Like, literally.
Like, you can't think about that trip without thinking about the girl that pooped.
That's all, like, when I think about my last cruise, that's the one thing I think of. But, like, I feel like
she was center of attention.
I feel like it wasn't even, like, known, though. Like, I feel like people weren't, like, I mean, no one knew it was on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
All the other kids are, oh, little kid pooped in the pool. Cute. No, I know. You knew. That was her villain origin story, not mine.
Yeah, she must have something.
Yeah. So that's my cruise poop story.
That was a good topic, actually. I like that. All right. Well, we've been talking for way too long. This went on a lot longer than I thought. We should do it again sometime.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. You're always welcome back. You live down the hall.
It's nice. Nice to talk.
You're here. We should do one soon with all four of us.
That'd be roommates. Fun.
It would be hard to edit because mm-hmm. we're all going to be like giggling and yelling over each other, but I think we get some good stuff.
I think we'd capture a good moment.
Perfect. All right. Well, do you want to plug anything before we...
Hit me up on socials at AEShimp.
S-H-I-M-P.
Yeah. Or just look who Stevie's following. You'll find me.
Yeah, you'll find me. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know me and probably know Anna because she's everywhere. But I hope you have a good night.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Adios.
Adios.